If you don't believe in what you have to offer, if you do not believe that coaching is worth it, if you do not believe that you are worthy of receiving money, and I know this is a gap because you guys, so many of you are struggling with this. So you can have the perfect offer. You can be communicating it. You can be on all the platforms marketing. You can be growing your email list. But if you cannot sell your services because you don't believe in what you offer, because you don't believe in coaching, because you don't know how to sell, my friend, you are in trouble. Hello, I'm Debbie Shadid, the host of the Life Coach Business Building Podcast. If you are ready to have more clients in your life coach business, then you're in the right spot. Each week, I'm going to teach you super simple strategies to grow your business without feeling overwhelmed and without spending money on paid ads. Now, if that sounds interesting, stick around and let's get started. Hi there. How are you guys? Today, I'm going to talk about offers. Gosh, I love talking about offers, actually, because I love making offers. Yeah. Do you love making offers? Chances are, probably that is not your favorite thing. And I want to help you understand more about offers today. Before we get started, I want to invite you to our offers workshop, which is on May 17th at 12:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're going to be talking about your perfect coaching offer. Now, I also want to mention, this is the only workshop in May. So if you love free education, if you love to have expert answers, and if you want to get some complimentary coaching around your offer, then you want to make sure you sign up. Head over to debbieshadid.com/offer, and you guys can learn all of the details to how to make your perfect coaching offer. All right, in today's podcast, I'm going to be talking to you about your offer, and I want to talk about it in three different ways. There is the making of the offer, and I'm going to guess that that is your biggest problem. You guys are not making offers. You're not talking about your services. You're not talking about your coaching. In fact, probably you don't even know who to talk to or how to talk about your offer. Also, pricing is not the issue. Sometimes you guys think about your offer and you're like, I need to know the price. That's not the issue either. So we're going to talk about making more offers. We're going to talk about what your offer actually is. And let me tell you what, your offer is to solve the problem. And we'll talk more about that too. The third way that we're going to talk about offers is the solution that you are providing for people. What is it that you are actually solving? I also want to mention that in the Business Building Boutique, we talk about your boutique style business. And that boutique style business is set up so that it supports the lifestyle that you desire. And so we want to make sure that your offer matches your needs first and then also matches your clients' needs. Communicating with your offer and learning how to solve the problem for your clients, those are the key points. All right. If you are talking about solving your person's problems with your offer, you first have to really have clarity around their pain points. What are the main pain points that your client has? And can you articulate those pain points in a way that somebody says, okay, she is talking to me? And is the pain point presented in a way that somebody says, I see you have an answer in your offer to solve my pain point, and I want to exchange money for it and time for it? Do you guys know what the results are that you can provide with your coaching? Do you know who you really want to be talking to? And do you know why you want to be talking to this person? All of those are key components to you being able to communicate better about your offer. Now, I want to ask you about the kind of support that you want to provide with your offer. Again, I think probably at this moment, you guys are like, look, I just want to know if 6 weeks at this particular price is the best offer for me. But you're probably starting to see now there's lots of details to an offer. So if you ask me, do you like this price and the number of weeks? I will never just answer yes or no to that. I'll begin to ask more questions, which is what I'm doing for you today. So let's talk about the support that you want to provide in your offer. Now, first, again, you're going to think about the support that you like to provide. It could be Voxer. You guys know Voxer is the app where you guys talk back and forth to each other. It's kind of like just an exclusive channel for your clients, V-O-X-E-R, in case you don't know what it is. Maybe you want to provide accountability. That depends on the kind of coaching that you offer. I worked with a weight loss client, Couture Fitness Coaching. You should look him up. And they had accountability on a document that you filled out. Now, that was what they provided in their offer, was weekly accountability. They also changed your workout every single week. Do you want to do something like that? That was basically tracking. They reviewed your tracking and they made adjustments. Do you want to provide email support? What would that look like? You want to be very clear about what the guidelines are to your support. Do you want to provide text messaging support? If you guys use a Google free phone number, then you can have a number outside of your personal cell number where you could do text messaging support if that is something that will serve your client and if it's something that you want to do. Are you going to be meeting people on Zoom or on the phone? I have to tell you, I have a new accountability coach myself, and we actually meet on the phone. And I thought that was so odd, but the truth is, it's actually pretty convenient for her to meet me for like 15-minute phone call each week on the phone. I like to be sitting at my desk, but I can see that if you were somebody with young children, or if you had maybe a job or a career that you were, you know, juggling with building your business, maybe meeting on the phone would be ideal. What about education? Are you going to provide education? You know, in the Business Building Boutique, that is a key component to what we offer you guys. We teach you how to do things so that when you come to coaching, then you can ask quality questions. What about worksheets? Is that important? Some of you guys are going to have niches where journaling and thinking things through is going to be really important. Maybe there's some support pieces that you're going to be offering, like a guide with tools for ADHD. So you guys decide what it is you want to provide. Again, number one, that first meets your lifestyle. And number two, that really will help the client get the results that you are promising in your offer. Now, maybe you're saying that's a lot of things. I don't know what I want to offer. Let me ask you, what is it that you liked best in the coaching that you have received? If you think about all the coaching that you've paid for, if you think about what you've seen out there in the marketplace, what did you like best? For me, all the years, I just kept thinking, why can't somebody answer a question for me? Why can't somebody show me where I'm stuck, how to do the next thing? So that is why I chose to do the coaching the way that I do it. Again, I want to mention the support that you offer has to fit your boutique lifestyle. It has to match the hours that you want to work. It has to then be okay for your ideal client. And what I can tell you for sure is that your ideal client is available in the hours that you want to work. For me, there's plenty of people that even if they work full time, they're able to navigate their schedule enough that they can meet me over their lunch hour. So I don't work weekends or evenings. Maybe you can only work weekends and evenings, and then you will find clients that will work weekends and evenings. And how does that work? Well, if you're marketing during that time frame, you know, your evening social media, your evening workshops, your evening networking, you'll be talking to clients that are only available in the evening too. It's the same reason why I don't do workshops on Saturday. Even though I have Saturdays open and that would be kind of fun, I would actually be speaking to people that are available on Saturday and they would ultimately want to work with me and I don't want to work on Saturday. So that's how that works. You want to find the time that is ultimately fits in your boutique lifestyle that you are designing and then work during that time and then you'll have clients that will be attracted to you for that time frame. All right, so your signature collection of combined knowledge is your unique solution. We talk about your signature coaching offer. It's your solution. So you take all of those different certifications, the life experience, the books that you've read, the coaching that you've had, take all of those things and combine them together. That is actually how you will create your boutique style signature coaching offer. So even if you are trained and certified in one type of coaching, I want you to think about all the things when you combine those things together will become your unique offer. All right, let's talk about talking to people. How do you do that? Are you doing that? I'm guessing you're probably not. That is probably the biggest obstacle to making offers, is that you're not talking to people. Again, I want to mention the actual offer, the number of weeks, even the solution that you provide, even the price, does not matter if you are not talking to people. So are you offering to help people? Are you offering to have people come have a consultation call with you? Are you offering to have them do free coaching with you? Are you willing to ask them to work with you? Are you willing to follow up over and over and over? Are you willing to say, hey, let's get started? Now, an offer when you're talking to people, in my estimation, is not an offer until you get a yes or a no. So maybe you're saying, well, I put a post on social media or sent an email out. Nobody's clicking on the button. I'm making offers every day of the week. Yes, you are making offers, but I consider those more passive offers. Those passive offers should be layered in with the actual talking offers that you make, where you truly say to somebody, I want to work with you, or I can help you. Are you interested? Yes or no? That is how you want to think about offers. All right. What is the offer to help? Do you know how you're going to help them? Now, we talked about whether it was going to be on Zoom or whether it was going to be, you know, with Voxer support accountability. But when you think about talking to people, you want to know how to communicate how you serve them, what it is you're going to solve for them. This goes back to the same thing that I talk about, which is knowing your person's pain points and then being able to communicate it. That's why for us in the Business Building Boutique, writing a core marketing message is so essential, because until people are able to communicate clearly, they don't know how to talk to people. They don't even know what it is the service is they provide. They don't know what the solution is they provide. Maybe you've mapped it out, but you still can't communicate about it. All right, moving on. Let's talk about the details to your offer. There is a price. And if y'all have been to my pricing workshop, you know that the price is for you. When you think about pricing, you're not saying, what will that person pay? You're saying, what is the price that I want to offer my services at? And I will tell you, in your marketing, if you are communicating correctly, you will be speaking to people that can pay. Now, let's say that you have a rash of people that all say they don't have money. The first question that I would ask you when it comes to making your offer is, are you speaking to the right person? Do we have your brand aligned in a way? Do we have your message set up in a way that the right person is attracted to you? And sometimes it can be small, subtle shifts. For example, when I talk to clients, I say, look, you have to be willing to take action to come work with us. We're the kind of coaches that help you learn how to do it and then implement, like get the foundations built and laid one time so that you will always be able to be in business. So that's a shift that I made in my message early on. We want to make sure that you are ready to do the stuff that you need to do to get your business built, because we're ready to support you as you build and implement your business. So are you speaking to that person, whatever that is for you? Are you not able to explain the value? That might be another piece that you need to understand. I'll tell you, I'm in a new mastermind with some gentlemen. And after I told them what I offered, the guy said to me, are you kidding me? That is like $50,000 worth of support that you are offering people in 6 months' time. He said, if I went and hired a copywriter, and if I went and hired a web designer and somebody to do my logo and somebody to teach me how to sell and somebody to create all the brochures and on and on and on. He said, the value of what you're offering is $50,000. Do you realize that? Now, am I explaining that value to you? Probably not. Probably not. So I need to look and see, do you understand what it costs to hire a copywriter? Because we actually teach you how to write the copy and we review your copy with you. We actually write it with you in our new intensive mastermind. Do you guys understand what it costs to build a professional brand? Chances are you don't. So I'm not explaining the value of all of those services. And that aha was just given to me last Friday. So it's like, I need to rethink this. So what is the value of what you are offering? I always talk about the trickle down effect in your coaching. How many other people are being impacted by your coaching? Do you know? What is the impact lifetime value of your coaching? If I think about the fact that you guys learn how to build a business, like you really learn how to build it, and then you can have business forever and ever. If I teach you how to make money for a lifetime, if I teach you skills that you can use in this career, in another career, and another career, I'm basically bringing you guys, by the way, up to what the modern society is doing with technology, with your computer, with marketing, with all those things. I teach you how to do a personal brand. That's something you will always use, whether you have a coaching business or not. What's the lifetime value of that? If you help somebody stop drinking, or you help somebody lose weight, or you help somebody overcome past trauma or manage their anxiety, what is the lifetime value? If you can't explain that well, then you're going to have a hard time selling your offer. Here's one thing I really want you to consider. If you have not paid for coaching yourself, if you had not had coaching, if you are just somebody who got certified because it seemed like a fun career, chances are you're going to have a hard time selling your offer. For those of us who have been coached and paid for coaching, I can tell you for sure, I could go on and on and on about the value of coaching. I can sell my coaching to you so much better because I've been coached, because I've had transformation, because I've invested in myself. I can talk about the payoff to what it is that I've spent. Can you do that? Are you doing that? So if you have not had your life changed by coaching, this might be an issue too. Let's talk about the timing of your offer. How many hours are you going to work with people? How long is your service going to be, your coaching offer going to be? Again, I hate to tell you, but there's no answer until you map it out. 8 weeks is not the magic number. For me, it's 6 months that you guys work with us. How do I know I need 6 months? Because my offer is mapped out. I know this is how many weeks you need to build your business effectively, to answer questions, to overcome obstacles, to change your mind once or twice and to restart. I know it takes 6 months. So what do you need to offer that will actually deliver the result that you talk about in your coaching? How many weeks is dependent on what it is, the result that you're getting your client to? Okay, before we wrap this up, I want to talk to you about one other key piece that I have not touched on, and that is selling. So you can make an offer to help people. You can be making offers, talking to more people. You can have an offer outlined that is where you know that you're going to meet them on Zoom. You know you're going to provide accountability. You know you need education. You can have your offer mapped out to where you have time to deliver the result. You can understand the price to your offer, but ultimately, then you have to sell it. So I'm not going to go into selling today, but just know that that is another key component to making your offer. You have to be thinking about how you're going to help them commit to helping themselves. You're going to have to understand, again, from a marketing message point of view, how you're going to share the value of what it is you offer. You're going to have to think about how you're going to sell it. Are you going to sell it on a workshop? We now have our brand new open coaching every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, where you guys get to come and experience the coaching that we offer. The thing that makes us so unique, you get to come and have complimentary coaching. Then we share all the details about how we support you. Now, how are you going to share that value? Where is your offer going to be sold? And when you get them on a consultation call, if that's what you're going to do, and in the beginning stages of your business, I would highly recommend it. Couple more things about selling is, do you believe in your value? You know, we're also in the midst of our brand new business growth self-coaching program, because we know that mindset is such a key part of this. If you don't believe in what you have to offer, if you do not believe that coaching is worth it, if you do not believe that you are worthy of receiving money, and I know this is a gap because you guys, so many of you are struggling with this. So you can have the perfect offer. You can be communicating it. You can be on all the platforms, marketing, you can be growing your email list. But if you cannot sell your services because you don't believe in what you offer, because you don't believe in coaching, because you don't know how to sell, my friend, you are in trouble. So I hope you see offers in a new way. There's three things that I talked about today: making the offers, offering how you will help them and communicating it, and then the details to the offer. So I want to invite you one more time to come to our only complimentary workshop in May, on May 17th, where we're going to be teaching you about making your offer. 12:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Make sure that you do not miss this. This is your one chance to be able to come and ask me about your offer, because we offer complimentary coaching. We answer all of your questions. Plus, if you're curious about working with us, we give all the details. We talk to you about all the different ways that we can support you. We talk to you about our pricing. We talk about any bonuses we have. And I can tell you our bonus in May is really good. So you're going to want to be there. All right, you guys, I hope this was helpful to you. Have an amazing week. Make sure you start talking to people about your coaching, and also make sure that you make offers that will get you a yes or a no. All right, until next time, have an amazing week. Bye-bye. Okay, ladies, that is it for today. Before we go, I want to invite you to head over to DebbieShatta.com. I have this incredible Canva training specifically designed for life coaches, where I'm going to teach you how to use Canva to create beautiful graphics to market your life coaching business. All right, have an amazing week. I'll talk to you very soon. Bye-bye.